views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I am Chris Stainis and founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation, and I'm excited today to be talking with Karen Owen Lee. She is the senior expert and author of The Caring Code, and we're going to talk about what boomers need to know about seniors. Karen Owen Lee caught her passion of gerontology from her mother, a college professor who started the first gerontology accredited program at York College of Pennsylvania. Karen completed her master's in gerontology from Pennsylvania State University, and she went on to work with seniors in 5 states and over 40 retirement communities. Today, Karen is a keynote speaker, best-selling author, and senior placement expert who has helped thousands of families navigate the endless options of senior care. And you can check her out on her website at KarenOwenLee.com. So, welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, I want you to tell a little more of your story of how you became, you know, interested in this, in your field of gerontology and caring for seniors and your personal experience. I imagine you've gone through, perhaps, I don't know if you have yet, of taking care of a parent.
Both of my parents are deceased, yes. I lost my father on Labor Day of last year, so I've been through it, and I certainly have been through it with thousands of families. I got started. This is just an interesting introduction on how I got started. I lived in York, Pennsylvania, and there's a high population of Mennonite, Amish, and Brethren cultures or religions there, individuals practicing those religions. And we used to go to the farmer's market twice a week, and the stands had all of these, the Mennonite and Amish ladies working behind the stands. And some of them were over 100 years old, and they were still working and flying around there helping people. And my mother just turned to me one day, and she said, "We've got to solve this problem, because otherwise it's a nursing home for the other cultures, for mainstream America." So that was how she got started, and I was on her coattails the whole time. She was my best friend, and since then I've just been roaring along and loving it. It's just my passion to help educate people before a crisis hits. So I work mostly with adult children and putting together family action plans.
So needed. Well, I'm just curious, your experience, your mother or you look into why these people lived 200, so many, and actively? Was there...
Interesting question, because what we ended up doing is traveling internationally to find out if other cultures do it. And it's those family-oriented two or three generation families that live together where they respect their elders, monarchy and a patriarch type of living arrangement. And they honestly believe that the senior is the head of the household and they're going to do, they believe everything and do everything. They, the younger generation believes them and does whatever they, the senior asks them to do. So that's the major problem, the major difference.
Yeah. And we've lost that in our culture. And maybe, you know, 100 years ago, I remember my mother, when her mother got, her grandmother got ill, you know, she was living with them. And there were the three generations. And yeah, we've kind of lost that. And so it makes sense. I'm not sure in our culture if we're ever going to bring that back. But I want to get on to the topic of caring for seniors. You talked about, you know, how the importance of making a plan. And there's these difficult decisions to make regarding our aged loved ones. And when's the time, you know, when should people start working on this?
Now, today, I think that anybody over the age of 45 should have a plan together, because not only will it be their parents, their aunts, their uncles, it could be a friend, a sister, a brother. They have a car accident and they need to care for them. So they need to be ready ahead of time and know the community resources. What I find is most important that the adult child knows the community resources they can tap into so that they can stay fully employed. Otherwise, they have to take time off, leave time. So getting everybody involved early is the most important thing. And the way I recommend that you start is get an assessment done by the professionals. But what you really want to look for is nutrition, hygiene, toileting, dressing, ambulation, and their cognitive state. And if that changes, then you need to take action. But those you should have a read on every time you see your loved one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having that assessment, like you could see, you know, you might not pay attention when they're gradual changes, but taking note of them, like, I'm noticing this, and to keep an eye so that you have a better idea when a change is really needed. I mean, just because there's one little change doesn't mean it has to happen. They have to go to a care facility or somewhere else. You just being aware. And so, how do you approach this topic is difficult for many people. And also our seniors, you know, they're going to have resistance. They're not going to want to move out of their home. How do you prepare for these conversations?
Well, there's two ways of doing it. One is to do it in short little segments whenever you see them. Or the other one is to sit down and have a longer talk. The way I recommend that you start, if you're at the point and you know you want to say something but you don't know how to say it, I say start with two words. What if? What if you can't drive anymore, Mom? What if we need to bring home health in? What if we need to sell the family home? And Mom, we're having a problem with your medication. You're not taking your medications. Could we brainstorm about that?
Mm-hmm. And so, I like that. What if I had to do that with my father? He was driving until he was 100, and I got, you know.
Oh my gosh.
He did, and I know the last time he drove, because it was my coming down to give me a birthday card, and I had to take away his keys when he was in the hospital, and he was not happy about that. But we had asked, like, you know, when are you going to think about stop driving? And what if something happened while you're driving? He says, yeah, I'm thinking about it. But he wasn't ready. You know, we had to push it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an active person till that age. So how do you handle when somebody doesn't want to move? When you come to that stage where they need to be moved, it's just not, you know, because there's other options. Let's talk about the options.
Okay.
There are other options right now with private homes and bringing somebody into your home. like, you know, I understand that people live longer. If you're able to keep them in their home, it's better for them emotionally. And so there are other options.
And the number one thing that I hear is I'm staying in my home until I die. And that's perfectly easy to be done. I mean, you can bring help in, have somebody live there. You know, you can have a roommate as long as you vet them and make sure that it's a good person. Maybe they're girlfriends and they've both lost their husbands and one has a ranch style home and the other one has a two-story, move into the ranch style and, you know, watch out for each other, have fun, have interaction. Three of the things that I would like to point out that's relatively new on the assisted living side, they've now come up on every block here practically because it's a good investment for investors, is to open a assisted living in a ranch style home, which means that there are only 6 to 8 individuals in that home as opposed to a community, an assisted living community where there could be 120 people. So my father was more of a recluse type person and he was in a larger facility, but he stayed to himself and he might have enjoyed the smaller assisted living. They don't have as many activities and they only have one caregiver at a time, maybe two, but it's a different option. The other thing for working adult children, there are adult daycare centers. I'm sorry, I hate the name, so I call them adult spas or adult retreats. And you can drop your parent off before you go to work. They're safe and sound, and you don't have to worry about them. They're playing bingo and bridge. They're going to cooking classes. They're watching movies. They're listening to choirs. It's a very social environment, and it costs nationally about $75 a day. Then the adult child can pick up the parent when they are on their way home and they know that their parent has been safe for the day. Another one is respite care. Okay. If I was taking care of my father here in the house, let's say, and one of my girlfriends and I wanted to go on vacation, he could go stay at an assisted living for, you know, the week we're gone, or maybe it's the wife that needs to have hip surgery and the husband needs to go to assisted living. But all you have to do is pack a suitcase and go, because it's all furnished, linens are included. You get 3 meals a day.
Yeah, it's great. And, well, I'm gonna have to pause you because we have to go to commercial. But it's great to, you know, learn all about all these options. And we're gonna come back and talk more with Karen Owen Lee.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Karen Owen Lee about The Caring Code is the name of her book, and she's a senior expert. So, Karen, you were talking about all these different options that people can go temporarily to a assisted living place. If you're going to be away, you can take people to a elder daycare place that I know you want a different name so that there's options and people living in your home. I know I had friends that had a less expensive room and board to stay with an elder woman, and they took her to her doctor's appointments and took her shopping and until she had to move to somewhere else. And, it's great to have those options. I'm thinking our generation, the baby boomers, when we get to this stage, that we're not going to want to go to nursing homes. We're not going to want to go new options are going to be developed, because we've seen people in these, when we took my dad, he had to be in a rehab place for a while, and it was kind of like the nursing care area, and seeing those rooms is like, no, we kept him. They want us to move him there because of the danger of falling. And no, we're keeping him in the assisted care because he has his own personal room. But they told me there that that whole wing was going to be changed into an Alzheimer wing, and that the normal retirement building where he was before,
yes,
more people are not moving to assisted living. They're hiring people to come in and take care of them. And, so there is that resistance of they're coming up with a solution so they don't have to go to that next stage of being in assisted care or nursing home. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that.
Absolutely. What I hear frequently is, this is my family home. I raised my children. I've been here for 50 years and I'm not moving. And to have, as you were saying, have other ladies in the, or men in a house, is amazing because you can't believe the services that will come to a home. It could be visiting, remember the old visiting house doctor, the family doctor that came to your house. We've got those back. We've got dental that comes to your house. We've got lab work comes to your house. Just about every profession will come to the Lowell, either assisted living or small, you know, a small house with women. And now the rage is granny pods. And what that is
okay,
it's new right. buildings. I'm sorry?
No, that sounds great. I want to know more about it.
They're new buildings, but they've got, you know, everybody's got their own a little room, but it's in a circle, and the action, you know, the food, the activities, all of that, it's all in the middle. It's like the living room and the dining room and kitchen. And so they have somebody come in and do their meals, or some of the ladies may want to cook, or they use their family recipes, which just delights all of the ladies, because that's so important to them. It was such a big, a major part of their life that, you know, they were all caregivers. We were talking before where generations upon generations would live in one house. That's not possible anymore because we've got the mom and dad are both out working, which back when I was a child, mom stayed home and took care of the kids and dad was the breadwinner. So it's a little different. If you want to stay home, you can have home health come in and a caregiver come in, and even physical therapy will come to the house with a doctor's order. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that the alternatives are out there.
Yes, that's great, and it's probably going to keep developing. So I want to get back to one of the things you mentioned, like all the questions you asked, you know, getting an assessment, bringing a professional in. Are there organizations that, where do you send people to get that kind of assessment?
I recommend that they start with their physician first. Pardon me, get the background. The physician is going to refer them to any specialists they know. Then they need to go to the eye doctor, and please, I beg of you, go to the dentist. You can't believe how many diseases are caused by poor dental hygiene, COPD, heart conditions, diabetes, all of that contributes to poor oral care. So all of that, just to get a baseline. Hearing, get that done. And I recommend that you keep a 3-ring binder for all of the medical information, and then another one for the financial information, so that you've got it all together, and every time you go, you add the lab reports or the office reports, the new medications, and you don't have to worry about, well, I don't have that. It's all in one place, and everybody in the family knows where it is.
True, yeah, because you have you might have different siblings coming, and if they don't know what happened previously, you know, one sister is in, and then 2 weeks later somebody's in. So yeah, you're keeping a record of what's been going on. Well, and what if you have a health issue and you need immediate help? I think in your book you talk about, I think there's some senior experts, just like yourself, that could come in and assess. You know, I remember with my husband's father, we hired somebody who went, interviewed him, and then went out and researched where he would be a good place for him to stay, and made recommendations for him to move to. And rather than a family member doing that, it was sometimes it's a little easier on the family.
It's a senior referral placement agent, and I had Housing Options for Seniors was my business for 10 years. And they are just blooming out there to take, they get paid by the community, so it's free to the family, and they have to have, the professional has to have a contract with the assisted living. And here in the Denver area, I had 300 contracts, and I knew them, I knew which ones I liked, and I could go online and find out what their last survey was. And then I took the family. For me, it was very unique because I took the family out on the tours. If they would like to have me go, I would ask the professional industry questions, and they could ask the emotional and questions for their parent if their parent doesn't go. So it's a great alternative. The other thing is a geriatric care manager. Now, if you're an out-of-state or long-distance caregiver, that's a problem. And you hire the care manager to do everything, to set up the appointments, to set up transportation, to make sure that they're safe at all time. If there's an emergency room visit, they're there. So it's really the eyes and the ears of somebody that you can trust. It's a little expensive, but it's very important if you're a long-distance caregiver.
Yes, yes. Well, it's so great to have that professional help. And I'm thinking, what criteria what are the questions that you need to know to ask if you're taking your parent to visit a place and say you don't have a professional with you, but you're, you know, what kinds of questions are you wanting to know about these places?
It's so funny for you to ask that, because I just wrote an article on it yesterday, and, you know, you ask the normal questions, but you need to know what the care ratio is. In other words, how many residents to one caregiver. And in the state of Colorado, the regulation is 10 to 1 during the day and 15 to 1 at night. Oh, that sounds horrible to me. Most places run most assisted living, so I'm talking about the larger communities, they run more 6 to 8 to 1 because they need more time. It depends on the disabilities of the people that they're taking care of. But that's one question you want to ask.
Yeah, that's so needed. I know that in my father's place, which was a great place, but when he was in assisted care, and maybe it wasn't all the time, but there was like 1 to 15 people that had to get them up in the morning. So we had to hire somebody because he took too long to get up in the morning. You know, 1 to 15 people is just like, oh my God, how can they do that?
Yeah.
It's so much, with so much work and so much stress on the caregiver, you know, to manage so many people who all have individual needs, because they all have different medicines, mm-hmm. they all have different handicaps or whatever, you know, their particular issues are, you know, some are more, you're more worried about falling, all that comes into play. Well, we have to take another break. So we're going to come back and talk more with Karen Owen Lee.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that feeling in your gut? That tiny whisper in the back of your ear? the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I am speaking with Karen Owen Lee today. She's a senior expert, author of The Caring Code, and there's her book gives lots of information of what you need to know about taking care of an elder loved one and all the different aspects. You know, Karen, you give a lot of information in your book, and we were just talking about the questions. If you're taking your elderly parent or whoever to find a new place to live, assisted living, or even retirement home or whatever, we were talking about the questions to ask. And I think you had some more questions because, you know, those are those unknown things that people don't know what to look for if they're not kind of familiar with these kind of care facilities and what they should be aware of.
And what's really funny is if the family goes in and starts asking these questions, they're like, nobody's ever asked me that before. And they can't answer their questions. And it always makes me laugh. If you were looking for an assisted living on the internet in your state, you should be able to look up the Department of Health under facilities and find the assisted living that you're looking for. We're just using assisted living as an example. And you will find the last state survey in there and any complaints. And you want to look at the complaints. And if it's a complaint that a ring was stolen or something, you know, valuable, that doesn't concern me as much as neglect. And I'm working with a family right now that they didn't check the father for 12 hours. And he was a brutal diabetic. He should have been getting, you know, his blood tested and injections, and he passed away. So they're doing a lawsuit on wrongful death. but that's very, very infrequent. The other thing is, if you're looking for what used to be called a nursing home is now called long-term care or skilled nursing. And skilled nursing is the rehab side, and long-term care is for those individuals with chronic diseases. If you're looking for those, you want to go to Medicare.gov. Each nursing home in the United States is ranked on a 5-star basis. And again, it's the survey and complaints. And you can compare one to the other. And 5-star, you go for it. You hop on it. If you walk in, let's say you're walking into a building and you're doing a tour, and within the first 15 seconds, you should know whether it's warm and cozy that your parent would like, or if it's too loud, or if you smell odors, you turn around and run. You just don't do the tour. It's not worth your time. You just tell the person that there's been an emergency and you need to leave. I'd like to point out one thing that's very critical and very upsetting is an individual that has a lack of needs and needs to go on the Medicaid program. It used to be that you would apply for the Medicaid program, you got accepted if you met the criteria, and then you would go find an assisted living. Well, the owners of assisted livings have gotten together and they have changed their criteria, and you have to pay on the majority of assisted livings 2 to 3 years private pay before you can go on the Medicaid program. And if you're looking at $3,000 to $4,000 a month for 2 years, and the person is without funds, it's a very difficult situation to be in.
Yes, and we don't know what the future is going to be with that either. The talk of cutting back Medicaid and all that. So I'm sure a lot of people are very nervous.
Yes, yes. And most people don't know. So you call a facility up and you say, are you Medicaid approved? And they will say, yes. But they don't say that you need to have the spend. It's called spend down. Mm-hmm. You need to have the private spend down funds in order to get onto the program. And what happened is that the reimbursement rate from the Medicaid program does not cover the costs to the owners, to the board or stockholders. They weren't making their money, so they had to extend it somehow so they could keep the ambiance and the staffing up to snuff, as my father would say. So that's how they came up with the spend down theory.
So. Well, there's also some state laws of, like, I know in Washington State, before Medicaid kicks in, you have to spend down to X dollars of your assets. So in other words, they can't make you sell your home, but you have to use your funds until it's down to like $9,000 or something. And it's been a huge issue for the wives that are left, for them to have money to live on after the fact. We're headed to more and more people are going to be in this older situation. You know, what are the numbers of baby boomers moving into this time period? Makes you wonder how we're going to be able to manage.
Well, it's 10,000 individuals becoming boomers every day. So that just tells you what how we're growing in, you know, the United States, and what are we going to do with them? And what's interesting is that in Colorado, Medicaid is a state-run program. So they wrote they write their own policies. And in Colorado, it's 2,000 instead of 9,000 in assets and 2,000 or 2,100 in income. So those are the people that really don't have any money, and they have to sell their house if they don't have a spouse living there. So you're without anything when you go on to that program. Mm-hmm. But Lisa's out there. I'm not being negative. It's just you need to know the ins and the outs. If you don't mind, I'd like to also bring up a top secret program.
Sure.
And it's just, I'm going to let you in on it. The veterans have a wonderful program. It's called Aid in Dependence. And if the senior or if the veteran is deceased, the spouse can receive also some income. But if they qualify for the program, they can receive up to almost $2,000 a month for their costs if they're in an assisted living program, if they're in an assisted living building. And the wife gets about $1,100. It changes very little every year, but that's just money. All you have to do is apply for the program, and after about 3 months, 3 to 6 months, you start receiving these checks, and you'll receive them to the end of your life. So it's called the Aid in Dependence Program. You need to contact your state VA officer, and they will start the program for you. They cannot you cannot apply until you are in an assisted living, and you're going to have to pay privately for the first 3 to 6 months to the time you get approved.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just a very, it's not that the VA wants to keep it secret. It's just a program out there that not many people know about. So I preach it to everyone.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, one of the things, and you mentioned before, just briefly about finding out, you know, the financial situation and legal documents. And so where do you start with that? Of, you know, it's probably a lot of, you know, imagine some elders just keeping papers all over the place, or, you know, where is all this information? How are you going to find it?
What a fabulous question. My father was 93 when he died, and you said your father was 100?
Mm-hmm.
And that generation was called the quiet generation. They grew up through the Depression, and they're not telling you a thing. So it's a little harder with that generation, but you need to go to an elder law attorney, and I highly recommend the elder law attorney over a regular attorney, being that they understand the Medicaid, Medicare programs, and what you're going to go in there to do is to get the power of attorney. You're going to get a financial power of attorney and a medical power of attorney, so that someone in the family is assigned to these two things. You certainly would not want me to be the financial power of attorney. I'm not numbers oriented, but I could certainly be the medical power of attorney. And those are the people that have the three ring binders usually. So it's just a matter of having one of those difficult conversations with your parent that you absolutely need this information in the event of a crisis. If they would go into a temporary coma, if they were unable to sign, or if they were in the early stages of mid stages of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So that's why the information is so important.
Yeah, it is. Well, we have to take another break. So we'll come back and talk more about the caring code for our seniors.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm speaking with Karen Owen Lee. And Karen was just giving us information about the importance of understanding the financial situation of your parent or elder that you are left in charge with, and knowing their legal documents, knowing where all these things are, and asking those, again, difficult questions. Also, Karen, I wanted to ask you about and you know, we kind of hear about seniors being abused or taken care of, or the fraud things that happen. What we can do to protect our elders?
Well, one of the things on the fraud, of course, you've got the sweepstakes. You've got the what should I call the fraud calls that they get. People posing as a charity, please give me, you know, money. I had one client whose home health worker was from, let's say, the church or the neighborhood or someplace anyway. They didn't know her well at all, and she scammed them out of $60,000. Oh, let's go down to the bank and write a check. Oh, you got a new vacuum cleaner. Let me take that. There are a lot of those types of calls. You need to make your senior aware of giving any information, private information, out over the phone absolutely is not to be done. What I'm having is people calling and hanging up. There's robocalls, and then they use that information to scam people. I don't know how they're going to do it. We'll see what happens. So that's one type of fraud. One thing, another family that I worked with, the son got the credit card to do some renovations to the house, remodeling of the house for the parent that ended up with a wheelchair, had to widen the doors and those types of things. So mom gave her son one of her credit cards, and the son just had a heyday. He went on vacations and, you know, paid for the drinks and the everybody in the bar, and he ordered porn. And so this 85-year-old woman ended up with a monthly payment of $900. So the family took her to suit. You know, they tried to prosecute, and he was a fireman. And, of course, they're in most people's minds, just like a policeman, you know, a person of duty and well-respected. So the case got thrown out. But what happened was the senior couldn't afford to go to assisted living, so she had to move in with her daughter. And abuse, if they move in with a parent, with a son or daughter, sometimes there's abuse with that. There's alcohol and marijuana in the home, the child becomes violent. Or if they're at home and they have a home health aide, they can also be abusive physically and emotionally. And you need to report those to Adult Protective Agency in your state, and they will follow up on it and try to not fix the problem, but come to some resolution and automatically take the senior out of any dangerous situation that they've gotten into. So those two are really important things to watch, and it's amazing how many adult children or grandchildren try to take all of their loved one's money when they're not due it. It's not in the will. So
yeah, it's
they
sad.
Don't get a handout.
Yeah, and it's for them. I mean, I know my family is like, no, you know, they parents want to leave something for your kids, but first of all, they need to keep their money for their needs as a senior. If they go into long-term care, all that, all their money, the money is number one for them first, and what's left over when they pass gets shared. We didn't have any problem in our family, but I've certainly heard stories, and we all do. And the fraud. I mean, my father got caught in fraud, and it's you know, they don't have, you know, I think, oh, when, this is when he was like, I don't know how old, 97, 98, 99. But, you know, 10 years earlier, he would have had the mental ability to know this is wrong. And he still believed he was going to get the money, even that we had the cops come. They get 2,000 calls a month in the state of Washington of just a fraud of, you've won this money and you got to pay us X dollars to get the money. And they don't have the mental ability to understand. They believe what people say. And
yes.
and they kind of lost, what I was told, they kind of lost their executive ability in the mind, and so they can't discern that this is fraud. And it took a long time to convince my dad, you're never going to get this. And he gave information he shouldn't have gave, and that's why I had to close his bank accounts quickly. I mean, I got hold of the bank. It was 10 minutes after the bank closed, and I reached somebody, and, you know, we quickly closed the account because they could have wiped him out. And it's just, you know, they think they're to do this because this person told them, and yeah, and it just makes you mad, you know. It's just so much,
yeah,
So, and all, you know, and then we get calls about, oh, the IRS, you're going to get jailed for, because you know, for fraud, or you owe money to the IRS, and they're going to come, you know, at your door in an hour. And so you've got to pay, you owe this, you know, this, penalty or whatever, and you got to pay it. And people, you know, some people must be doing it because you keep getting the calls, and it's just that they don't understand. But, yeah, and so it's just to talk, and keep talking, reminding them, because they're going to forget. Like, keep asking, are you getting phone calls? And constantly remind them that of these things, to be alert, you know, to not give your personal information to anybody. Just, you have to keep reminding them, I think. And I just want to end with, and we don't have a lot of time, but actually, you know, I don't have any time. But I we're coming to the end. But one of the things that I think is important to in this whole thing is, how do you, as a caregiver, how do you take care of yourself, and to encourage others to help you and ask for help. And because I know, we all know people who are just burned out of taking care of their elder parent, especially if they're living with them. This stress, and the importance of taking care of yourself. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Karen, and the work that you're doing and passing on this valuable information.
Oh, it's been an absolute delight. So thank you so much.
Yes, well, everybody go to her website, KarenOwenLee.com. Look for her book, The Caring Code. She's got it all outlined of what you need to be aware of, the questions to ask. When you're looking for a place for your parents or whoever is that you're left to be in charge of. So please check that out. We all need to be informed of how to take care of our elders. There's going to be a lot more of us coming around.
Yes.
So, and I'm Chris Danis, and I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And if you want some inspiration of the divine feminine, it's got many stories, art, poetry. Check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. And coming up September 18th is a very special benefit dinner that we're having for Women of Wisdom. It's going to be an Indian feast, and we're going to have lots of entertainment, and we're going to have a woman, a Muslim leader of our community, speaking. And it's going to be a great evening. Just check that out on our website, September 18th. We're going to have a live auction. We're going to have gift certificates for restaurants in the area. And we appreciate all the help in supporting Women of Wisdom, a nonprofit organization. So, everybody, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.